if we look back at this specific theme for this year's World Maritime Day, which is education and training, one of the sustainable development goals will be specifically around education, around ensuring that new generations acquire the knowledge and the skills and the expertise that they need for effective participation in a modern and sustainable society. And so we think that our theme for this year is very much in line with that sustainable development goal, and we'll be looking forward to making an appropriate contribution.
One of the upcoming sustainable development goals is targeting gender equality. How does the maritime industry also encourage this?
Well, it's certainly an issue that needs to be addressed. And again, our theme this year highlights the fact that shipping in the future is going to need to tap into women as a human resource. Currently, only 2% of the world's seafarers are women. And that's something that needs to change, not only in terms of gender equality, but also for more practical reasons. If shipping wants to have the workforce that it needs, it's going to need to tap into new resources, and that's an obvious place for shipping to look. The solution really is around pushing a cultural shift and around education, so again, bringing us back to this year's theme.
And the theme for this year is maritime education and training. What exactly does that entail?
This is a reference to the fact that shipping is such a highly technical industry. It demands considerable skill and knowledge and expertise of the people who work in it. And you can't just learn all this sort of stuff on the job. So shipping is supported by, and has to be supported by, a global network of specialist education and training establishments, which are designed to ensure a stream of high-caliber recruits into the shipping industry. We like to say that effective standards of training are really the bedrock of a safe, secure, and environmentally friendly shipping industry. And those standards are developed and agreed by IMO, and they form the basis of maritime education and training throughout the world.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add to the topic in general or about the International Day that we haven't already covered?
In the future, ships are likely to become even more technically sophisticated. Safety systems will become more stringent. Standards of environmental performance will become ever more demanding. So what we've been trying to do during this year, under the focus of that theme, is to raise questions like, are the people responsible for recruitment, education and training prepared for the challenges ahead? Are they ready to meet the predicted demand? Will there be sufficient capacity in the future? And are the standards sufficiently high?